News. I'm Ben Thomas. Israel claims to have killed another top Iranian general as the two countries traded more strikes Tuesday. Tehran residents were seen leaving the city, while President Trump urged unconditional surrender. David Rising reports his social media posts that his patience is wearing thin have raised the possibility of deepening U.S. involvement, perhaps using its bunker-busting bomb to strike a key nuclear site built deep underground.
The bunker buster is a specific American weapon, which is 30,000-pound precision-guided bomb, and it can only be carried by the B-2 stealth bomber because that's the only plane that's configured to carry such a weapon. Now, this, of course, means that you'd have an American plane with an American pilot dropping an American bomb on an Iranian nuclear facility, which raises the possibility, obviously, of getting the U.S. more directly involved in a conflict in the Mideast, which is something that President Trump has said that he doesn't want to do.
The G7 leaders wrapped up their summit in Canada without President Trump, issuing joint statements on non-military issues, but not Ukraine. However, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky did join the meeting. He told Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney Kyiv just endured another Russian barrage.
Our families had very difficult night. One of the biggest attacks from the very beginning of this war, 440 Shahids, Iranian drones, and 32 missiles.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass lifted a curfew in downtown L.A. She imposed it a week ago in response to clashes with police, looting and vandalism amid protests against President Trump's immigration crackdown. And Lisa Dwyer reports British lawmakers have voted to decriminalize abortion.
The amendment would bar the prosecution of women who take steps to end their pregnancies at any stage. British police have investigated more than 100 women for suspected illegal abortions over the past 5 years, including some who suffered natural miscarriages and stillbirths. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. New Academy Award recipients. Ed Donahue has the story.
Tom Cruise will finally be getting an Oscar, and so will Dolly Parton. The Motion Picture Academy says Cruise, choreographer Debbie Allen, and Do the Right Thing production designer Wynn Thomas will receive Governor's Awards for their extraordinary careers and their lasting impact. Cruise has been nominated 4 times for Oscars.
Show me the money!
He was nominated for Best Actor in Jerry Maguire and Born on the 4th of July. Dolly Parton will also be recognized with the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award.
I'm going to get that gun of mine, and I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
The Academy is honoring Parton's humanitarian efforts through organizations like the Dollywood Foundation and the literary program Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. The awards will be handed out in November. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.